episode 2611, Everybody Makes Mistakes.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How are you feeling as being a parent? You know what? There are days I'm like, yes. And there are other days I'm like, oh, no. Today, it's all about everybody makes mistakes. So guess what? You get a break. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter. The Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, I must say, my voice is a little low. I don't know that I've had it this low, but you know what? It's all right because everybody makes mistakes, but those mistakes do not define who you are. Just a lesson in time. Teach your child to rise above the pile of mistakes and conquer by trying again. You know, no mother or father likes to see their child struggle regardless of what's happening. If those struggles can be removed, it makes it easier for the heart to accept. And we're talking about our hearts, aren't we? Because I don't know about you, but man, if my child's hurt, and remember, I've got now children of all ages, from my oldest, who's our son-in-law, all the way down now to our grandbaby. And it's one of those things where it's like, gosh darn it, if I could just take it away. But as you know, just as change is a constant, failure is a constant too. The difference is the response to each of them. Children have a way of adapting more easily. That doesn't mean there are no challenges in a change, just a quicker response in what and how they are learning. Whereas failure does happen more often than success, but the difference is there is judgment attached to failure. Think about that. There's judgment attached to failure. It becomes more personal, right? This is harder to accept because now it involves not just what went wrong, but specifically what the child did wrong. Failure is personal. However, we do not have to guard our children from failure. Everybody makes mistakes. Failure is going to happen. So what can be done is the approach to responding after a mistake or when a failure occurs. You got to get back up and try again. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Get back up and try again. And I must say, there is something special about watching a child learn. It's so funny. When I think about how we get back up, our falls are a lot further. But with a child, they're smaller and they don't have to fall as far. But I must say, the failure feels the same. It's just different, because the judgment is a little bit different. And as we get older, it's harder when it comes to being critiqued or having what we've done compared to someone else. Where with a child, well, they can brush it off a little bit easier. However, it still has a sting to it. So yesterday, my daughter and grandson and I, we went to the park. Yes, I'm traveling, which maybe that's why I have a lower voice. But we went to the park and it was a gorgeous day out. How could we not go to the park? Well, during that time, I observed all the children on the playground. Some were guarded after they fell down because they were running every which direction. And this park was absolutely beautiful. They had two different sections, so the ages of the children could be separated, so you could have the real little ones in one area, so your toddlers, and then the bigger ones could play on the bigger slides. But of course, my grandson, he wanted the bigger side. Oh yes, he did not want the smaller side. So I had the puppy dog, because we had to take Bentley with us, our golden retriever. Well, the grand dog. It's not mine, but you know, he's kind of is. And so I had the puppy dog, and my daughter was inside the playground area. And so I was just watching all of the kiddos, and they would fall down, even the big ones, and some would jump right back up, and others would kind of fall down and then look to see, is mama watching? A lot of the time what happens is our children are watching for our response. So, of course, I turned directly to watch my grandson. I wanted to see what he was doing. I hadn't seen him at this park. I didn't know, and he's now fully walking. So he's got these high tops on that are kind of like a little boot but and sneaker at the same time. And they're not as pliable, right, as our bigger feet are as an adult, and we can bend a shoe. Well, no, they're just like straight on, and you know how they kind of walk robot-like. Well, it's adorable, but it's not great when you're out there. And man, he took a few spills on the rocks and pine cones and tree roots and pebbles. And at one point, his foot stumbled on a root of a huge tree. I think it was an oak tree. It was humongous. And down he went with his knees hitting quickly, followed by his hands catching him on his palms as he finally face planted on the ground. Now, if you were the observer, it looked pretty bad. But Mama and Grandma, yeah, we were right there. And as he looked up, it wasn't about what happened, but more about our reaction. We calmly made a comment, "What happened?" He looked up, smiled so big as we assisted him to his feet. No screaming, no fussing, not even one drop of a tear, just a surge of, "Let's keep playing." Even though everybody makes mistakes and falls down, it's our reactions and responses that alert our children as to how they will react or respond. So today I want to really just talk to you about what you can do to encourage your child to try again. What does that look like? Number one, be sure to respond in love, in care. Don't make the failure become your child's brick wall. And if you think about that and you pause, go back, and I know I have like 200 already. I mean, I rack up so many failures in a day. Yeah, I would like to take some of my responses back. Or it's not always responses, it's more of a reaction. And I think, you know what, how could I respond more in love or in care versus I'm going to attack? Now, understand, I don't think I'm attacking, but how it's received. Right? We have to look at that. So go back to a situation that you had maybe a day or two or so ago and think, did I respond in love? Did I respond in care? Did I help my child get back up from the failure, or did I help them begin to build or add to their brick wall? Because a lot of times, Mom, we're doing that. And it's unfair to our children. We don't mean to. This is not about putting you down. I know. It's about how can we become a better parent, right? We're better together. So respond in love, respond in care. Number two, be sure to lift up instead of knock down. Let your words be blankets of hope and resilience. Unfortunately, if we are reacting faster than we're thinking, we usually come across as attacking the child. And we don't mean to, but it's like, well, why didn't you study harder? How do you think that makes the child feel? They probably did study hard, but they missed two questions and they only had five questions on the test. Well, that means that they didn't really get the good grade that they probably wanted. So we don't mean to attack, but it does come across that way. It's how it is received. So we want to be able to lift up. It's like those blankets of hope. If you could have a magic carpet all the time to pick up your child when your child falls, regardless of age, remember, because you can have a 42-year-old fall. You can have a 2-year-old fall. It doesn't matter the age. We've got to be that magic carpet ride. Lift them up. Let your words be the blankets of hope and resilience. And finally, number three, let the moment become the teacher. You do not have to reason out why the mistake or failure occurred. Now, yes, go back to the five questions on the test, but two were missed. You can sit there and say, you know what, if you would have studied about 3 hours longer, you might have actually passed. Okay, that's not real great. That's not positive. That's not helping them get up from the pile of failures that they've probably already had 20 more before that. It's more of, I'm going to stick it to you. That's a brick wall. So you want to allow the moment to be the teacher. We take these teachable moments and we turn them into triumphant marks up on the hill that says, aha, now I know. So instead of attacking and saying, well, you know, if you would have studied 3 hours longer, coming from the point of view of what could you do to have helped you learn those two questions that you missed? Or what could you have done differently? Obviously, it depends on the age of the child. If it's a high schooler, you're going to talk a little bit differently than you're talking to your 10-year-old that's in elementary school, right? So it's all about taking those teachable moments. Let those moments become the teacher, and you just get to elevate them to higher ground. And then it's not about, oh, well, you don't know what you're doing, and why couldn't you be better? And, you know, your friend did this. There's no comparison. There's no right or wrong, as in, yeah, the failure happened, and now I'm going to make you feel worse, because guess what? I'm here to tell you, the child already feels worse. And they have to overcome that. So they have to learn that endurance of, you know what? I can get back up. Because as you know, everybody makes mistakes. And those mistakes do not define, they do not define who you are. It's just a lesson in time. Your child will rise above the pile of mistakes and try again if you're willing to lead the charge. I gotta tell you, you are an exceptional mama. So keep leading, for your child is always watching. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.